This Thursday night, past Thursday night, there was a ring and knock. And my son, youngest son, came into my room and said, "Dad, somebody's here. You should come out." And as I came out to the door, I was pleasantly surprised that it's not working again. These are the people from Whittier Women's Group, and some of them were here with their daughters as well, and they were seeing angels. Glory in the highest, they were seeing, you know, that's the field. And then I was just mesmerized, deeply touched by the message of Christmas, that Christ came on. You know, historically, we don't know the exact date. Somebody decided to do it on December 25th. But the fact that Jesus was physically born 2,000 years is real. And on the night before, Christmas Eve night, just like these people, but in a more supernatural, glorious way. Just imagine that. The heaven opened up, the angels came singing with thunderous praise. And the angel of the Lord said, "Fear not. I bring you the good news. For behold, I bring the good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." What is Christ, a Christmas message all about? Why is there good news? There are three words in this verse: Savior, Christ, Lord. Jesus wasn't just a cute baby. Jesus was Savior, Christ, Lord. Because of this, Christmas has such an incredible good news. First of all, Jesus is born to be Savior of all sinners. When you think about there are many things that we want to be saved from, maybe you're worrying about finance. Maybe you're worrying about your parents' health. Maybe you're worrying about your grades or your career. All those things are important. But when you think about how long we live on this earth compared to the eternity is there no end. The problem is our sin. And the consequence of sin is because of that, sickness came in and death came in. Fighting came in, contention came in, all those things, frictions came in on that. So Jesus came to save us from our sin. For those who admit their sins, this is a tremendously great news. Secondly, it is a good news because that Jesus is who is born is the Christ. Thousands of years ago, in Old Testament, God has promised a Messiah. The Messiah and the Christ is the same word actually. Hebrew versus Greek. A Greek in a way that is, the literal term is the anointed one. The old days, they anointed king as a symbol of God's anointing, empowerment. But this was a messianic king, not just an earthly king. So Christ was promised from the book of Isaiah a long time ago. So what does this mean? Jesus was sent by God the Father. And this because of the Messiah, Savior of the world, and that he will bring the new kingdom into even on earth. But thirdly, it is good news because Jesus who is born is the Lord of all. This is not one of those things that we call somebody in England, Lord Johnston, Lord something like that. Or this is not something that we would respect someone's master so and so. This is the Lord that described in a way that above all names, above all earthly authorities, including the angelic authorities, Jesus is the Lord. In other words, God, the Son, who came, has the supreme authority of the whole universe. Isaiah 9:6, this is the prophecy about coming Messiah. Isaiah proclaimed, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." When you think about those three things, that Jesus is here, the Christmas is all about Jesus being the Savior, being the Christ, promised to Messiah, being the Lord, Almighty God to us. The implication is very simple. When you think about what is the meaning of Christmas, when you think about all these things happening, not necessarily bad things, the post-monetary Christmas carol and the gifts and the shopping malls, all the decorations, Rudolph and Santa Claus and all that. But we could miss it, because Christmas is all about Christ. The root word for this Christmas is Christo, the Latin word, and then from Missa, or Mass, the Mass of Christ. In a way, the early church people understood the purpose of Jesus coming, to die on the cross. Eucharist, meaning when the people, church people gather together, celebrate the broken body and shed blood of Jesus, celebrating that was the meaning of Christmas. No one in the world, the purpose of his coming, or her coming, is to die for somebody. Christmas is all about Christ. Let me share one story with a wrap up. One of the biggest mistakes I made as a parent, one of my sons, 5th birthday, we wanted to make it so special. As you know, I have 4 sons, and this was the firstborn. So we decided to throw a big party, and we invited friends and their children, and there was a jump house in the backyard, round tables everywhere, and food and drinks. And we were having so much time, so much fun time together. And my wife and I, we are so occupied to make sure that everybody's so happy. They're tended for, and they're happy and having a good time. So all of a sudden, as I said, where is your son? I don't know. My son was not in the mood of getting, like, I passed one of the bustles of this wonderful party that we were enjoying. This was his party. We had a bunk bed back then. 55 years old. It was on top of the bunk bed, closed the door, it was torn. What a kindness, dear. The person who he celebrated his birth, instead of thinking about what he really wants, we wanted to make sure that what everybody wants. This Christmas, would you think about the meaning of Christmas? That think about Christ and what he desires. When you gather on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, think about what Christ wants instead of wanting and thinking that this is the right gift or not. Be grateful, humble, and above all, worshipful. Because after all, he's not a mere man, mere baby. He came God, man. Fully God and fully man who died on the cross and rose from the dead to save us from eternal damnation, to give us free, to give us abundant life. So would you agree, as we celebrate today, the Spirit in our hearts should be what John Francis Wade wrote in 1751. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumph. O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, O the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. Would you sing with me in closing of the entire Christmas Sunday service? Let's start with the chorus as our confession and worship. Lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. this day or in eternity, in eternity, until we get to see Jesus face to face. In the name of the Father, of the Son,